exactly how they get the recordings to all of us. I don't remember that part of things, but they're recorded every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nope, they're recorded. Mm-hmm. And the PowerPoints should be loaded to the, there's a place that's in the program that they point people to. And you can always, I mean, especially with my presentation, you can always email me and I'll send you the PowerPoints too. I love it.
Everyone,
talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good. Well, it's 1:30. I think we can get the WIDA show on the road. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Jen Paul. I'm the English Learner and Accessibility Assessment Specialist in the assessment office. I see a few faces that I recognize, so I'm glad to have you here. Although I'll tell you, I don't have anything new to tell you either. Of course, always happy to see familiar faces and to meet some new folks. So the presentation structure is set up so that I'm going to go over some real basic information about WIDA stuff first, and then I will transition over when we're done with that to talking about some tips and tricks and things that you should be aware of and how to fix them, because we're in the testing window right now. And I don't know if there was anybody in here yesterday and sat through the WIDA session with me? A couple of you were? Okay. If you sat through the WIDA session with me yesterday afternoon, some of what I'm going to cover is going to be the same. Not everything, but some of it will be, okay? But you've had some time to process now, too, so maybe you've got new questions. I know Kevin's got new questions for me. And the group is small enough, we should have plenty of time to be able to get through everybody's questions, I think, today, too.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you an update on that, too. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I'll try to remember to mention that when we get to talking about the available assessments that we have. Okay, all right. Not all right. Why isn't this clicking? Oh no. Is there a magic? Ah. All right. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I'll just click. It's all good. Thank you. Grab my email address if you don't already have it. PaulJ@michigan.gov. And then, as I said yesterday, remember my... What is it? Jen Paul. That's right. That's exactly right. That's the tagline. Who are you going to call? Jen Paul. I'm going to start with some basics. Why do kids even take the WIDA test? That's a common question that we get from parents and from educators, quite honestly. The real kind of basic answer to it is it's a federal requirement. It's in ESSA, the Every Student Succeed Act, and it's been there for a long time, since No Child Left Behind, at least. So we've had a federal requirement to, one, identify students as English learners, and two, once we've identified who those English learners are, actually assess them on an annual basis on a English language proficiency assessment, specifically. Okay, so two things in there. There's a lot more to EL stuff in that law, but those are the basic things when we think about why we're actually testing our students. Some additional requirements that we find in the law are that students must be assessed on the listening, reading, writing, and speaking portions. So it's spelled out in law. We have to do all four. We can't get away with just doing one or not all. It's got to be all four. And furthermore, these English language proficiency assessments must be based on English language proficiency standards, which are different and distinct from English language arts standards. That's another question we get often in this field is, well, why do they have to take this? I mean, they're already taking reading and writing on MSTEP. I don't get it. It's because this test is assessing a totally different set of standards. It's assessing academic language in the content areas and across those content areas, not content itself, but the use of academic language within those content areas across these different domains. Let's start by talking a little bit more about the identification of our English learners. How do we even do that, right? Once upon a time, and maybe in districts that maybe aren't so